It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe Thanksgiving has come and gone. We're well into December, depending on when you're listening to this, either December 8th or 9th. Big shout out to all of my running friends who participated in the Jingle Bell Arthritis race in Freeport on December 2nd. And if you're listening to this on December 7th or the morning of December 8th, the next one in the Jingle Bell series to raise this money for arthritis will be in Portsmouth. And the week after is in Concord at the Runlet School. And all you have to do is go jbr.org. So here we are in Christmas. And so it's quite appropriate that we talk about Christmas at Strawberry Bank. But before we do that, I would like to introduce Stephanie Secord, who is the Director of Marketing at Strawberry Bank. And Stephanie, why don't you just give us the sort of thumbnail sketch of the Strawberry Bank Museum, you know, where it's located in the history. And then I see that we have Lizzie with us, and so we'll want to introduce her in a second. But why don't you kind of give the overall picture?
Sure. And great to talk to everybody this morning. Strawberry Bank is in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We've been around since 1958. We are a 10-acre history museum with 32 buildings and 8 gardens and lots of people on the original site. One of the unique things about Strawberry Bank is that our buildings have pretty much always been there. There are a couple of exceptions, but most of them are on their original foundations. And we tell the story of Portsmouth, which is really the story of New Hampshire, from 1695 to 1955. So if you're familiar with Sturbridge Village or Colonial Williamsburg, you know that they're in specific dates. But Strawberry Bank goes from the 17th century up through a living room that you would be very familiar with in 1955, or at least I would be very familiar with, some of you. And we're a National Historic Site.
Absolutely. So if I wanted to become a member of Strawberry Bank or just come and visit, I mean, what are the hours and how would I become a member?
So the best source of information is strawberrybank.org. And as we say every time we answer the phone, that's Barry with one R in Barry, an E on the end of bank, strawberrybank.org. And that will tell you about membership, about our hours. And right now, because we're into our holiday season, our historic houses are open on weekends for candlelight stroll. The nights of Saturdays 5 to 9 and Sundays 4 to 8. And then the week between Christmas and New Year's, we do daily guided tours of the decorated houses between 10 and 2. Then during our normal historic house season, we're May 1 through October 31st, 10 to 5. But again, as we're seasonal, right now, we have a skating rink that's open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. with a cafe, with warm beverages, cold beverages, food, all kinds of good stuff. So it's a great way of spending the day in Portsmouth.
Now, in February, you have something called the Skating Show. What exactly
is
that?
Yes, we're in our 5th year of skating rink, so this will be our 5th professional ice dance show. One of the people who is really interested in having a rink at Strawberry Bank and helped us make that happen is Douglas Webster, who founding member of Ice Dance International. They perform all over the world. There are Olympic skaters and professional skating competition people who this year will join some locals in a Skating with the Stars kind of experience. So that is February 3rd.
Awesome. You know, every time I'm in Portsmouth, either for dinner or for a road race, I always drive by and I'm always impressed. We have this jewel right here in Portsmouth, and so it's good to get the word out. So again, the website is strawberrybank.org, and again, strawberry with one R and bank with an E, .org. Now we have a guest here, so we want to, would you mind introducing Lizzie Sullivan and tell us the story?
Yes. For Candlelight Stroll, we portray the holidays or winter, December, in the different eras. So in 1695, there isn't much of anything going on except being cold and getting ready for winter, whereas in 1955, we have tinsel and an Avon holiday party and all kinds of good stuff. But we were able to do a little time traveling today by car to bring Lizzie Sullivan, who is a member of Governor Goodwin's household. As far as she's concerned, it's 1870. So she will be telling us about what happens in the Goodwin household at Christmas time.
In the 1870s. Cool.
Well, good morning to you.
Good morning, Lizzie.
Now, I'm delighted that you're going to be coming and visiting the Goodwins. But really, talking to a servant, I don't know what sort of gossip you think you're going to get out of this one. But I am delighted to be able to tell you about the meal that they're having, the Goodwins. My sister does most of the cooking and I'm doing the cleaning and taking care of the female Goodwins in the house. But we've got such a large meal prepared. We've been working on it. Well, it seems like we've been working on it for weeks now. All the pies that go back to when Mrs. Goodwin was a child and all of her grandmother's recipes from when this country was barely even started. But then we have all the new things as well. Would you believe that Mrs. Goodwin actually is going to have on her kitchen or on her dining room table fresh celery? It's come up on the trains all the way from the south where they're growing it. I'm told it's a lot warmer down there. You're certainly not getting fresh celery out of the ground here in New Hampshire in December.
I don't think so. Wow.
Not even getting fresh potatoes out of the ground in December.
No, but there's certainly a lot of seafood coming in and there'll be plenty of oysters and plenty of fish and all the pies we've been baking. And we're also going to have a mock turtle soup. I do hope you've had that before, right?
No idea what's in it.
Oh, well, a mock turtle soup. You take a calf's head and you remove the brains. You cook those separately. And you're going to boil it for a while. Take out the eyes and the like. Mr. Goodwin likes the eyes particularly. And once you've got all the broth, then you're taking as much meat as you can. There's not much on a calf's head, but the broth is delightful. And that's the main part of your mock turtle soup.
So has Mr. Goodwin always liked the eyes? When did that start?
I have no idea. I've been in this country now for 8 years, but have only been working for the Goodwins for about 4 of them. So there are many things that I am not sure about here in this country, like the cranberries. You know, we don't have those back in Ireland so much. They're so sour. Not a berry that I'd like to eat. Just pop one in your mouth.
Do the children string berries for the Christmas tree?
Oh, yes, they're stringing berries. But they don't get to see the tree until Christmas morning. So it's Mr. and Mrs. Goodwin and their grown daughters, Mrs. Winder and Miss Goodwin, who will be setting up the tree. And this year I hear they're doing something called a ribbon maze, where they'll be stringing ribbons through the house, around the furniture and up and down the stairs that the children will have to follow to find all their gifts and that will end at the Christmas tree. The grandchildren now, you understand, are very, very excited about the whole thing. But they're not going to get to see it until Christmas morning.
But visitors who come to Candlelight Stroll will be able to see all the preparations for this. And it's one of the high points of Candlelight Stroll because the Goodwin Mansion is high Victorian when Christmas trees and garlands and decorations and all sorts of handmade things were really popular. So that's always a favorite stop during Candlelight Stroll.
And in terms of gifts, Lizzie, do you participate in the wrapping of them? How does that all work?
Ah, well, you know, back in Ireland, we are mostly celebrating St. Stephen's Day. But my sister, who does most of the cooking, and myself, the other servants, we will exchange little gifts. We're certainly sending what we can back to our families in Ireland. But most of the gifting that's within the Goodwin family, that's done by themselves. But I tell you, this time of year with the fancy clothes, there's an awful lot of laundry that we're doing that's extra.
That's too funny. Now, does the Goodwin family exchange on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
On Christmas morning is when they are exchanging gifts mostly. But that's after they go to church in the morning. We go to the Catholic church. They're going to a different church than us servants do.
Do you go to midnight mass? All of you, I know the coachman usually takes you.
Oh, yes.
Down to the church.
Yes, it's not so far to walk down to the church from here. The Goodwins will take the coach with the horses in the morning, but we will walk. The weather's not so bad, and it's fairly close. You know, Portsmouth, they got the very nice streets here. They're taking good care of all of the streets.
So, Lizzie, can you stay a while? We have to pause for a moment. I'm wondering if you could stay with us, Lizzie, with Stephanie for a few moments.
Well, you're not going to tell the mistress now, will you?
Well, I'm assuming as long as all the chores get done, she'll be okay. So I will not tell her. So can you stay with me for a while?
Well, of course I can.
Very good. All right. Tom Raffio, Northeast Delta Dental Radio, Christmas at Strawberry Bank. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And it's hard to believe it's December 8th and 9th. Big shout out again to my guests last weekend's show, Eric and D'Agostino, who's the executive director of Arthritis New England, and the adult honoree Gay Jacques, and her granddaughter Emily Jacques, who is the youth honoree, and then Emily's mother Jessica. So they'll be joining me as you're listening to this on December 9th. In Portsmouth, right after they visit Strawberry Bank, they'll be running the Jingle Bell Run. And then the 16th, the Jingle Bell Run is in Concord, New Hampshire. But this weekend is all about Strawberry Bank and Christmas at Strawberry Bank. And as a reminder, the website is Strawberry Bank, one R in Strawberry, and an E at the end of bank.org. I encourage you to become a member. This is a hidden jewel. I mean, if you live in the Portsmouth area, you know all about Strawberry Bank. But if you don't travel there much, you definitely need to get out there. So with me is the director of marketing, Stephanie Secord. So Stephanie, just once again, do a little overview, and then we want to hear from our guest, Lizzie Sullivan, again.
Sure. So Strawberry Bank is what we call a living history museum. It's preserving the center and oldest part of Portsmouth. The neighborhood was called Strawberry Bank, theoretically, because there were wild strawberries growing on the banks. But there are a number of houses, 32 houses, that really date back to the heyday of Portsmouth, when it was a major shipping port, and there were ships and captains right in the front of the houses that are there now. So Strawberry Bank membership does support us, as we like to say, as a place to learn, a place to gather, and a sustainable resource for the community. And that really is Portsmouth and the seacoast and all of New Hampshire. And I might add, since it is holiday season, that membership to Strawberry Bank makes a great gift. It will let you get in free any day during our daily regular season, and you get discounts on special events like Candlelight Stroll and Vintage and Vine, our wine event in September, and 4th of July, all kinds of good stuff. But right now, we are fully engaged in Candlelight Stroll, which this year runs a total of 6 nights. We've already done 2, but we have this weekend, we have next weekend, and we have the 22nd of December. I think I said 6 nights. We're 7 nights this year. All runs together. But you should know that last weekend before Christmas,
We will be hosting Candlelight Stroll from 5 to 9 p.m. the 22nd, not Sunday the 23rd, but Saturday the 22nd. And I also should say that Strawberry Bank is one of the anchors of Vintage Christmas in Portsmouth, which has been going on for 14 years now. But I mention that because there is a free Vintage Christmas trolley that goes all around the town. There's a whole loop to all of the parking garages and parking lots and the hotels. So you can leave your car because there isn't parking at the museum on the nights of Stroll because we have so many players and horse-drawn carriages and all sorts of performers and volunteers for the night. The trolley stops at a dozen different locations, including the new parking garage. You can hop on the trolley, ride around town, see all the lights, see where you want to get on and off all night, 1:30 till 10:30 at night.
Awesome. So strawberrybank.org, one R and berry. E at the end of bank, so become a member. Also, for my corporate CEO friends and leaders of the great businesses in New Hampshire, I know that there are opportunities to be sponsors of events, correct?
As is Northeast Delta Dental. Thank you very much. Yes.
And so
it's what keeps us going.
That's awesome. So should they contact you directly, Stephanie?
Yes. I know. And then I can direct people to the right contact. Monique DeForge is our corporate sponsor person, but I am happy to answer questions, direct people, get information out, whatever you need.
Awesome. So again, strawberrybank.org, one R and berry and E at the end of bank. Would you talk a little bit again about the skating and then we'll get back to our guest, Lizzie Sullivan?
Sure. LeBrie Family Skate at Puddle Dock Pond is now in its fifth season. We are open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Every day except Christmas Day, and we're closing early on New Year's Eve, but we're open every single day, as is the cafe, all of the services in the visitor center. The skating rink has turned out to be one of the magic parts of winter in Portsmouth. It's one of those things that we didn't know that we desperately wanted one until we managed to finally have one, and now it's the gathering spot. It's the place, if you want to see a bunch of teenagers who are having a great time and are not holding their phones and devoting their attention to their screens, come to the skating rink, to say nothing of coming to skate. But it's really a gathering spot for people from 7 to 70 and either sides of that as well.
That's awesome. I like that, unintended consequences of disconnecting yes. from the iPhone for a while.
Exactly.
And then you have a great skating show in early February, correct?
Yes, 3rd of February is our fifth professional ice dancing show, which is always incredible.
All right. So we have a guest, an Irish maid, Lizzie Sullivan, who works in the Governor Goodwin's household. So let's bring Lizzie back in. And I did get permission from the family that you could spend more time. So
that's wonderful.
So don't worry about that.
I'm glad to hear it.
Wouldn't want you out in the cold or anything. So,
well, no, I'm not quite sure they would know how to clean their own fireplaces. So I'm not too worried about it right now.
So you do everything for the good ones, it sounds like.
Well, there are four of us servants that are living in the house with the Goodwin family. My sister's doing the cooking and caring for the china. Myself, I'm caring for the two oldest Goodwin daughters, Mrs. Goodwin herself, at the windows and all of their clothes and most of the furniture. Poor Maggie Quinn now, she's the youngest, and she gets to take care of the coal in the fireplaces and scrub the windows and the floors. And take care of the grandchildren.
She doesn't get any coal in her stocking if she does a bad job, does she?
You know, if she's stuffing coal in her stocking, I'm not sure she's going to have a job much longer. But there's also George Rose, the coachman, who's taking care of all the horses. And believe it or not, the Goodwins still have a cow for their little grandchildren to have their fresh milk.
So when did you come over to the United States?
Oh, it must be about 7 years now that I came over with my sister. Our brother was already over here working on the rail. But There's not much left in Ireland, not much future for young folk. So if you're wanting to have a family and get married eventually, certainly the thing to do is come to America and work for a while. Take care of an American house until you've got enough money for your own.
And how did you, when you got here, how did you connect with the Governor Goodwin household?
Oh, well, I did try to find work in Boston, but, you know, there's so many Irish there that that most of the good work is taken. And I just kept coming north until actually my sister first found a job in the kitchen of one of the hotels belonging to our mayor. And she was learning all the fancy cooking in that hotel, and I was finding work. You know, they put up the signs in windows of the shops, and, well, not that I'm reading all the signs, but, and they're putting in the letters in the newspaper. Not that I'm reading a newspaper either, but, you know, word goes around, especially when someone fancy like the Goodwins are needing servants. Then we all find out.
Awesome. Stephanie, do you have any questions for Lizzie?
Well, I'm fascinated by the celebration of Christmas in the era that Lizzie is living in, because those Christmas trees and all those decorations are something that's fairly new because Queen Victoria loves them all, and her husband Albert has brought traditions from Germany. So, Lizzie, when did you start decorating the house, and what does that mean when I say, how do you decorate the house?
Oh, certainly. Now, that is different from at home. We never did things like bringing a tree into the house in the middle of the room. But, well, Mrs. Goodwin, you see, she's got the most lovely flowers in her garden. And all summer long, she is picking and preserving them. We're putting them up in bundles in the rafters in the barn, and she is pressing them into books. I don't think it's that good for the books, mind you, but it makes a pretty flower. And her children are cutting out all the pictures, and they are cutting out all the paper, sending cards to their families and to their friends. They're getting some printed things, you know, the printers that are in Boston as well as here in Portsmouth are printing up the special things of Father Christmas and of holly berries and, oh, all sorts of beautiful scenes of winter wonderlands. And they're putting it all over the house. The banister is covered in greens and beautiful preserved flowers. There are pressed flowers in the windows. And there's the tree, of course, looking so beautiful with all of the lights. They are lighting all these little candles in the trees, and they're hanging the small gifts, presents, little baskets, little candies, all wrapped up all over the tree.
Wow.
Do you have to put the candles out every night? Does the governor do the candle lighting?
Oh, he has taken that one on upon himself. You know, it's the tree is in the formal parlour. Mm. Now, that room, the little grandchildren aren't allowed to go in that room except on the special occasions, like Christmas when the tree is in there. So, and Mr. Goodwin considers the formal parlour to be his space. So while we may be helping with the setting up and bringing in all of the candles, this is a tradition that the family does amongst themselves. And I'm not sure Mr. Goodwin is trusting that many flames around that many needles on the pine tree.
So even back in 1872, there was a man cave, apparently. So, well, I'm sure the Goodwins appreciate, Lizzie, your hard work as well as your sense of humor. So, again, strawberrybank.org, one R in strawberry, E at the end of bank. I hope everybody gets to go over the Christmas holidays. It's a short drive to Portsmouth. And my running friends, you can do the Jingle Bell Run on Portsmouth on December 9th and pop over. So Lizzie Sullivan was played by Elena Shellenbean. So what's your role at Strawberry Bank?
So at Strawberry Bank Museum, I'm the manager of special events and volunteers.
And you're awesome. And of course,
thank you very much.
You're awesome. You were incredible. And Stephanie, of course, we've introduced as director of marketing. All right, strawberrybank.org, a jewel in New Hampshire. Become a member, become a sponsor. Thank you, ladies, for joining me this weekend.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Tickets are always available at the door.
Perfect. Love to hear that, because sometimes people just pop into Portsmouth and Strawberry Bank is really easy to find.